The Chidor on this week's parsha tells on the psukim of Amoni, Lo Yavoi Amoni, Lo Yavoi Bekal Hashem, Kamadur Esri, Lo Yavoi Lehem Bekal Hashem Adolom. And the pasuk continues, Al Darash, Al Kidmas, Tem Alechem Hamayim. So the pasuk says that the issue is that they did not greet Klai Yisrael, they did not go out and greet Klai Yisrael. Well, Al Shesachar Alecha, Bilam and Ba'or, and also pasuk says that they hired Bilam to curse Klai Yisrael. So the obvious question which we have is that the difference in the level of Avlo recorded here, one is that they hired somebody to destroy Klai Yisrael, Bilam with his power of Klalo to destroy Klai Yisrael, and also they weren't nice to you, that they didn't greet you. So it has to be something more. Furthermore, we know that Amoni Bilam Amonis. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, why is the Amonis excluded? Because it's not the Derech of the Noshim Lotzis. So, if we understand that the issue over here is something more than just a specific incident, it was a lack of gratitude which they had, which they were only saved through the means of Avraham, and Lot's descendants should have the gratitude to Avraham to want to greet them, and they didn't do so, we'd have to assume that the women wanted to greet, but because of it's not the Derech of Noshim Lotzeis, so they weren't able to. But if the women did not want to greet either, they did not want to help. And so we still have the lack of gratitude. It's not the specific incident, but rather the lack of gratitude. So the Chidor says, to understand this, we have to go back to the beginnings of the nations of Ammon and Moab. We know that it came out through fairly sordid circumstances, of Lot with his daughters. But Chazal said that the daughters were under the impression that there is no ish in love of Oritz. The pasuk says that they said that there's nobody to be able to. There's nobody left in the world that we have a responsibility. Because I'll say that their kavana was a proper, was a l'shem shemayim. They had a kavana which was good. The action itself was not necessarily the proper action. They should have maybe asked more questions and clarified, etc. But the intent was a proper intent. So they acted in a way which was not selfish, but selfless. Lot, on the other hand, Chazal look at him and they say that the reason why that the person who's Lot, Achar Bul Mashal Arai, is Soif Mechilin Asabay Besorei. So Lot's problem was he had a desire for these type of issues, and it played out in this way. So Lot's issue, the root of Lot's issue, was a selfishness, a desire for himself. So the Chidor says that comes out that the Yisrorim in this union, which generated the nations of Ammon and Moab, was selfish, and the Nekevis were selfless. To join into Klal Yisrael, a person has to be. The characteristics of Klal Yisrael is the Rachmanim, Basharim, and Gemach Hasadim. That the root of the right for them to join the Klal Yisrael is they have a root of a concept of Gemach Chesed. That root existed in the Amoni and the Ma'ovis. And the women, the spiritual genes passed on to the women were the spiritual genes of selflessness. So Ruth could join Klal Yisrael and become the Ema Malchus, the Imashal Malchus, because she has the purity and the strength of the selflessness of her forebears, the women forebears. However, the men, the Zchorim, he says, they're connected back to the selfishness, and the expression of that was Asher Lot Kidum Eschem Belechem Abayim. The definition of Klal Yisrael, the right to be part of Klal Yisrael, is rooted in a selflessness, not in a selfishness. That's something which this defines all the generations to come, their decision how to act and define themselves at that moment, defines all the generations to come. Have a good Shabbos.